And that makes it four. The fourth bug has been found. This is Mike V, and Debbie has managed to secure herself 25,000 rand. Debbie, when you won just a couple of minutes ago.
And won 25,000 rand.
How did that feel?
I was at a loss for words. It's surreal. Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
You have found the bug and won 25,000 rand.
So the dust has settled, the nerves potentially at a bit of a downward spike at this moment, Debbie, and you are now 25,000 rand richer. Any ideas about how you'll be spending that money?
I'm going to invest.
That's a really, really solid answer. I hoped maybe a holiday or spoiling yourself, but investment's always a good opportunity. With me, Debbie, I have an envelope, right? And I've avoided every single clue up until this point. We're going to run through the previous clues and find out exactly how you managed to track down where the bug was located because of the fact that other people are interested in sort of learning from you and establishing their own hold on Bug 2024. So just a couple of minutes ago on East Coast Breakfast, you would have heard this audio right here. That is a challenging bit of audio. What did you pick up on from this audio a short while ago, Debbie?
From that audio, it just solidified to me that it was definitely the Mahatma Gandhi statue in Pietermaritzburg. And based on my other clues, it was kind of a harrowing one to get to. But
hang on. I'm opening the envelope right now. And now we're going to look at all the clues from the start, right? The first clue was on the 9th on Danny's show, and it was the word number 3. What did you know from that? Anything at all?
I didn't. I just thought it may have still been in the same place, being number 3. That was my first thought.
Oh, okay. Well, it was actually a reference to the N3 highway, because it takes you from any part of the country to Maritzburg via the N3. So that's where that would have started from. Then a rhyme arrived on Stacey and Jay Spoo show on, I think it was Tuesday afternoon. 3 bugs down, 7 to go. Where to next? Look high, look low. Anything from that? Not really.
Not really, yes.
I'm told this was the deliberate red herring. And it was meant to give no information. We decided to make it a bit harder. Then the word arrived on East Coast Breakfast the next morning. It was a word scramble. Vilan Ilas 2. Did you manage to work anything out from that?
Telenovas, which to me... which I didn't know what it do. Why that would be specific to that.
It was actually not sea level. It wasn't telenovas. It was not sea level.
Okay, I only got it towards the end is when I started putting the pieces together.
Look, considering we are 3 clues down, and you know we're even close at this point, it's just remarkable how quickly you got to the final answer. So let's expect some serious audio detective skills next. The next one is a rhyme, out in the open or behind closed doors. Where could it be? The choice is yours. Even still, not much to it, right?
Not much to it. And even then, I thought it was the airport.
You know what the key element was here? The word choice. What's Maritzburg's nickname? The city of choice, Debbie.
I didn't know that.
Yes! That was the first big clue. The city of choice, the choice is yours. That was our first kind of push in the right direction, but still pretty speculative. We then got another word scramble on Danny's show, which I can't even read. G-D-S-R-E-H-T and then Ekdai Er Witi. It looks like Gaelic. Very, very difficult to interpret this.
That's where I started to get what it was. Disagree.
With?
With a degree. Disagree with a degree.
Disagree with decree. So you got that. You managed to get that.
I did. I managed to get that. That was when Mahatma Gandhi refused to move from the first train to the third class, and they forcibly removed him. That is when I started to
put
two and two together.
I like your detective skills. This is very, very impressive. That pushed you in the right direction. Then yesterday, Stacey and Jay Spool gave you a rhyme. With a lean to the right, his image stands tall, pigeons and all. This might have been the giveaway, right?
It was the giveaway because you also on the radio, on the website had the statues. And I actually, when they said Mahatma Gandhi, that kind of also, in my mind, I'm like, it's definitely Mahatma Gandhi because I know it's a bronze statue. I know it's in Pietermaritzburg. And he has got his hand up to the right. showing like peace. And I read his little script that he written there.
Yeah.
And that to me, it's definitely Mahatma Gandhi's statue.
Now, what an important moment for KZN Heritage, right? We have this figure who becomes a global icon, is essentially credited with being the leader of the resistance to colonialization in Britain. And we managed to have a statue of him here in PMB from his important role during the South African War and in the period afterwards. A strong supporter of the South African liberation struggle. And now we have a chance to honor him. So it's a really, really sharp thing. You spotted that perfectly. So well done on that, Franz.
Thank you.
Then this morning, East Coast Breakfast, you would have heard the clue that says, "Near where the runners sometimes start stands a man so brave and so smart." I mean, that was surely it, right?
That's the solidification I was telling you about. That solidified it. I knew it was him, and there was no way I was going to deviate from there.
So obviously we know the comrade starts close to the statue every year, or every alternating year.
Every second year, that's a brilliant thing.
So how did you, I mean, have you spent lots of time in Maritzburg in the past? Because you've clearly been quite clued up on this, on the statue's location and stuff.
I've been to Pietermaritzburg a couple of times, but it was more so the clues.
Yeah.
Reading between the lines on the website, because you do post things. So yeah, kind of like reading between the lines, of what you post on your website, what you give away on your Instagram, what I see on Facebook, Instagram, and the WhatsApp line as well, and then your Facebook was how I found it.
Well, Debbie, you were very, very impressive. It was in fact located on the right foot of the Mahatma Gandhi statue in PMB. I mean, that is so specific. If someone wanted to potentially think about winning the next bug, if they are going to sort of use this as a toolkit to help them track the next one down, what's one piece of advice you would give to them to make their hunt a little bit easier?
Just don't give up.
Did you enter a bunch of times, Debbie?
A bunch of times, yes.
Well, congratulations, Debbie. Well done. You were amazing, huh?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Enjoy the winnings. And next time you're on the N3, pit stop in Maritzburg and go give that right foot a bit of a rub for us, okay?
I will do.
Celebrating KZN's heritage and also playing Audio Detective. That is Debbie. She's managed to win 25,000 rand for her efforts. And now we move on to bug number 5. Where could it be across KZN? Stay tuned to East Coast Radio. Chances to win all day long on KZN's number 1 hit music station. Will you be the next person? I back you to do it.
This is your chance to win a share of 250,000 rand. This is Bugged Season 2.